We have our last selection of stories on this part of Chatterbox. Big Brother is watching you. Neighbours gather intel on motorists. A local firm launches a scheme to help those unable to act for themselves in court. And the last of the city's Welsh streets finally opts for parking permits.
It is one of Norwich's busiest roads and is a main route into the city centre. Now it has become one of the city's most monitored streets after neighbours living in Brackendale joined forces to gather information on passing motorists, cyclists and walkers. Members of Brackendale Residents Association, BRA, are taking shifts to survey vehicles using the potentially lethal road in an effort to make it safer. They even borrowed a traffic monitoring kit from Norfolk County Council to carry out their task earlier this year and will pass on all the information they gather to the authority. City Councillor Carly Harper is in full support of the community-minded city folk, warning that if changes are not made to the road soon, there could be a fatality. Amanda Howe, who is a committee member of the BRA, added, "We are spending periods of an hour observing the road at different points to record the number of bikes or scooters on the pavements, traffic jams, pedestrian issues, and anything else deemed relevant. Feedback already confirms difficulties crossing at many points, particularly for the elderly and less mobile, or people with children, and the slow transit of vehicles is notable." A spokesperson for Norfolk County Council has confirmed that they are currently undertaking a feasibility study for the King Street and Brackendale Junction. However, the results of this are not expected until next year.
People living in a city street said they were forced to evacuate their houses after a fire broke out in a family home. Neighbours in Highland Road, just off Coleman Road, recalled being told by police to leave their homes and seeing plumes of black smoke coming from one of the terraced properties. They say a family of five lived in the house, including two teenage girls and an eight-year-old boy, and a man who lived alone in a separate part of the building. In the wake of the fire, a man in his 30s was taken to hospital with non-life-threatening injuries and subsequently arrested on suspicion of arson. One neighbour set up a GoFundMe to help buy essentials for the family, such as food, toiletries, cleaning products and a bed.
A law firm in Norfolk and Suffolk has created a dedicated team to support people who are unable to act for themselves in court. Fosters, which has offices in Norwich, Wyndham and Lowestoft, has launched its Court of Protection and Vulnerable Persons team after seeing an increase in the number of people instructing them for legal services to support those who are incapable of acting for themselves. The Court of Protection was established under the terms of the Mental Capacity Act 2005. It is a specialist court that makes decisions or appoints other people known as deputies to make decisions on behalf of people who lack the capacity to do so for themselves. Paige Gouldthorpe said, "I'm absolutely thrilled to be able to share this news and very proud to be leading this new team at Foster's Solicitors. I'm incredibly passionate about this area of work, which supports and protects the interests of our most vulnerable clients who, whether through health or injury, sadly no longer have the mental capacity to look after their own affairs."
A Norwich Lanes business has been named Norfolk's best dessert shop. Christopher's Crepes in the Norwich Lanes won the title in England's Business Awards. The crepery is run by husband and wife duo Chris and Lauren Smith and serves their take on traditional French-style crepes with sweet and savoury fillings. The Pottergate store was nominated for the award by their customers before receiving the most amount of votes in their category. They won the right to display an England's Business Award badge that's recognised nationally and will be able to attend the national grand final at the end of the year. Owner Chris said, "Thank you to everyone who took the time to vote for us, and thank you to our current team and teams before them who have helped our business become what it is." Christopher's Crepes was inspired by Mr. Smith's grandma, Thelma, who always cooked pancakes for him when he was growing up. The couple then fell in love with crepes after many trips around Europe. The crepery expanded into Yarm Food Hall in the Royal Arcade last year.
A street where people battled to prevent the introduction of parking permits 5 years ago will now be covered by the scheme after families got fed up with drivers using their road as a car park. Norfolk County Council has agreed that Carnarvon Road in Norwich should be covered by a permit parking scheme which has been in place in neighbouring streets for years. In 2019, residents pressured council bosses not to include the road in a controlled parking zone where residents who want to park have to purchase permits. Permits were introduced in neighbouring roads, including the so-called Welsh streets, Cardiff Road, Denby Road, Milford Road and Swansea Road, but more than 100 people petitioned for Carnarvon Road to be excluded. But soon after the introduction of the permit parking in nearby streets in 2020, Carnarvon Road had turned into a magnet for motorists looking for a place to park. That left residents without spaces near their homes. A new survey was done showing the majority of residents wanted the street covered by permit parking.
It's time for Bridget and me to say goodbye now and hand over to Carolyn Sayer and Matthew Tucker for the next part of Chatterbox.